Sometimes you have to switch things up. We can become really obsessed with routine. A routine is helpful to a large extent. It allows us to have stability. We know what's happening. We can plan better. And for a lot of people, routine reduces stress. So it makes sense to have routines. But the thing is, sometimes routines lead to ruts. If you do things over and over again, you eliminate the chance for a sense of curiosity, a sense of wonder, a sense of discovery. So I would encourage you, if you feel like you're stuck in a rut and everything is just the same old, think, how can you switch things up? I'm going to give you a couple examples. How do you start off your day? Maybe you start off your day by pressing snooze 3 times and then you eventually get up. So a way to switch it up is, as soon as you hear the alarm the first time, you jump up out of your bed, maybe you drink a cold glass of water. Just something different where you can kind of boost your day and start off with energy. Another example, maybe you're used to driving the same way home every time. If possible, switch it up and maybe don't drive. Maybe see if you can walk instead or take the bus. Or if you are going to drive, how can you drive a completely different route? And bonus points if you turn down a road you've never gone before and see if you can still find your way home. I love to do this all the time, and you would be amazed at how many new things, places you discover. It happened to me just this weekend. I was in Streetsville, for those of you who are familiar with the Mississauga area, for the Bread and Honey Festival, and I have driven down this road for years. But this time I had to walk because I had to park, you know, a distance away because of the festival. And as I was walking this particular section of the road, I happened to look to the right and I noticed that there was a whole plaza within a parking lot that I had just never noticed before. I noticed the stores that were right along the street, but I didn't know that there was stores behind. And so that's a perfect example of why sometimes just taking a different route, or it could be the same route, but exploring it in a different way. So for me, it was walking instead of the normal drive. I saw something new. And again, you can turn down a different path. So I did that on Thursday. It was went for a walk with my friend, and I went on a trail that I've gone on before. But we were just curious. We said, well, what happens if we turn here? So we turned here. It led us out to a certain part of the street. Then it led us to another place. Then we ended up finding a new coffee shop. I had the most amazing oatmeal raisin cookie and a delicious iced coffee, right? And it's like those little things. I would have never gone to the coffee shop if not for making that turn. Another thing you could do is at work. It can get so boring just looking at the same scenery every day. So how can you rearrange your workspace just to switch things up? Or can you hide things from yourself? Now, don't do it if it's going to cause you frustration. Again, the point here is just to do things that are different. If you like to cook, a really fun way to do this is just to grab random ingredients. If you have ever watched that show Chopped on the Food Network, you know that they would just have to find all these random ingredients and put them together and make a meal. And sometimes they didn't even know what the ingredient was. And so maybe it's just a matter of going to the grocery store and picking up a spice that you've never used before and figuring out, how are you going to add excitement to your new meal? And another thing could be maybe just watching a new type of show or listening to a new type of podcast that you wouldn't normally listen to, or watching a documentary that you wouldn't normally watch. I actually did this on the weekend as well. I watched a documentary, and for the longest while, I was like, nope, I'm not going to watch it. It was interesting. It really was. And so sometimes you just gotta do different things, just shake things up, dye your hair a different color, change the length. And again, maybe that might be too extreme. So even if it's just little things, even it could be your bed. Maybe you just turn around your bed and put in a different orientation in your room. Or maybe when you go to a restaurant, instead of always ordering your go-to meal or your go-to cocktail, you just tell the waiter to bring something of their choice. All of these are just fun ways to get out of routine and just to expect the unexpected, but be open to new experiences. And I think when we're open to new experiences, we're open to what life has to offer. And this can only support us in our own disruptive wellness journeys and choosing wellness that's aligned with us, choosing activities that's aligned with us, and how we want to feel and what we want in life. Until next time, continue to serve yourself, your loved ones, and your communities from a full cup.